DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, April 1st, 2015. She's giving gifts and then taking them back. He thinks it's minor, but it's not. Listen to Doc's take on this. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
One time we were going down to the beach, and we actually stopped to buy beach towels, and she decided to buy two of them. She's like, oh, I'm going to give you one and one for me. And then, I don't know, later on, she's just like, oh, I'm going to take both of them or stuff like that, you know? Like
she took back a gift?
Yeah, she took back a gift pretty much. Yeah, so it was...
In other words, she's a thief.
Well, I don't know if she's a thief.
If she says, here's your towel, then she says, I decide to take, I would have gotten rid of her because of that.
Yeah, really? Yeah, because the thing is, like, she bought both towels.
You rationalized.
Yeah.
Why did you rationalize?
Well, the thing is that the towels were not so important to me, you know, getting the extra towel, but...
No, it is. This is important. A girl gives you something and then says, I want it back?
Yeah, she just said, like, oh, I'm going to take both towels.
I would have called. I said, no, you don't. That's my towel. And she said, no, it's not. It's mine. I bought it. And you said, no, you gave it to me. So I got property rights. Now you want your gift back?
Yeah.
I want it back. I said, you can have it back. And I tell you what, you can have your freedom back, too. Come on, let's go home. You're out.
I see.
Tell me something else she did besides steal.
Okay, so it was my birthday, and she's like, oh, do you want me? Like, she was asking me what gifts I wanted. And I said, no, it's all right. I really need you to buy me anything. You know, because for the way I was raised, it's like when you buy a gift, you don't ask someone what they want. So either way, she went and bought pillows. But she bought pillows for the car because she wanted pillows in the car. So at the end, she bought the pillows for herself, too, to use in the car.
Yeah, this girl buys gifts and just takes them back. Whatever she wants, she gives to you and then takes it back. You don't see a pattern here?
Yeah, I saw it. Like, those were the only things that really, like, kind of bothered me. But besides that, we didn't argue or anything like that. She was always
calling me up. You didn't argue because you didn't stand up to her.
Yeah, because
she can buy you things and take them from you, and you don't have a backbone. You're a wimp, and therefore she can do that.
Yeah, well, I don't think
you realize how bad these two things are doing, giving gifts and then taking them back. She buys you pillows for the car, which she really wants for herself for your birthday.
Yeah.
And that doesn't bother you?
Well, at the time, I didn't put attention to that, you know.
Do you have my book?
Yeah, I have your book. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to start reading it some more.
Yeah.
Well, you got a girl who buys gifts for herself when the gifts are supposed to be with you. This girl needs a psychiatrist. You shouldn't be with this girl.
Yeah.
And what about when you have family get together and everybody's handing out presents? She's giving out presents to your mom and dad, and at the end of the party, she takes them back from your mom and dad. Oh, I really bought those for myself.
Yeah.
Then it'll register. Then you'll see what's going on.
Yeah. Let me give you a sentence
in the book. Men rationalize slights and put downs.
Yeah.
And her giving gifts and taking them back. I don't know how you missed that.
Yeah.
Maybe because your interest level's too high.
Yeah, no, I told her at the time, like, I'm going to go, it's kind of messed up that you're taking a towel or whatever. But it was, to me, it wasn't such a big deal because, like I said, she was the one.
It's the principle. No. Yeah. It's the principle that she's giving you something, which means it's your property. And now she's saying, I want it. So in other words, when she bought the gift, she really didn't buy you a gift. She bought herself something which she's going to pass off as a gift to you and then take ownership of.
Yeah. Well,
you got to write this down when we get off the phone here. This is a huge deal, my friend. And you're looking at it as the gopher hole, and it's really the Grand Canyon.